There's tons of money in venture capital right now, as long as your company is already big. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. In 2018, venture capital firms invested an all-time high amount of money in private companies, $130 billion. Sounds like a thriving startup ecosystem, right? But it's kind of like how the movie industry hit a new high in 2018. It happened because ticket prices were way higher and people paid more to go to a few big blockbusters. Same with venture capital. Firms invested way more money in a few big blockbuster companies, like $1.3 billion in Fortnite maker Epic Games, and of course, big investments in the so-called unicorns, companies with billion-dollar valuations like Uber or Airbnb or Pinterest. And all of this could be changing the landscape for smaller startups. A founder and a dream might find that it's harder to get in the door. Bobby Franklin is president and CEO of the National Venture Capital Association. I asked him where all the money was going.
We saw $130.9 billion invested in 2018, but unicorns, which are companies that are already valued at least $1 billion, received more than a third of that, some $44.5 billion.
Right. And I guess that is the question. Is it a situation where the rich get richer? Are you seeing reduced investment in early stage companies or brand new startups?
Unfortunately, we have seen a decline, particularly at that angel and seed stage level. We've seen fewer companies get funded. And I think that's the concern that we all have. But venture capital is very resilient, and it also is very long term. So whatever you see in 1 year statistics, when you look at it over a 10-year period, which is usually the life of a venture capital fund, you start to see the ebbs and flows over the long haul.
Is it possible that a large ebb will occur when one of these big unicorns, you know, simply cannot return its value? Because we're seeing some really big valuations in companies that don't necessarily have proven business models.
Well, that's true. And we obviously see a lot of these larger companies that are, we believe, at least they're making all the signals like they may try to go onto the public markets in the coming year. Obviously, they can't do it right now with the government shutdown, which is problematic. But if some of those companies do make it into the public markets and they have success in the public markets, I certainly think that's a good sign for everybody else in the entrepreneurial ecosystem. I wish that we had a crystal ball to know whether or not we're at a new normal or whether we will see some cooling off in the overall amount of capital.
Bobby Franklin is president and CEO of the National Venture Capital Association. Now, part of the reason for so many mega deals in venture capital is also competition from other kinds of investors, like SoftBank, the corporate venture fund out of Japan that has $100 billion to invest. A reminder that the total U.S. venture capital investment last year was $130 billion. And other investment funds and firms that might have invested in public companies are now putting that money into big private companies because there are only about half the number of public companies as there were 20 years ago. And now for some related links. Out of that $130 billion invested in 2018, about $3.5 billion of it went to food and grocery delivery companies. And on Tuesday, a former investment darling announced it's going under. Munchery raised about $125 million in funding, but if there's one business that just never seems to get cheaper and easier, it's delivery. Granted, San Francisco-based Munchery was also making its food in-house and sending out full meals, and then Uber Eats and Postmates and DoorDash came along and did the same thing, but from existing restaurants. So Munchery going under isn't necessarily a sign that the food delivery apocalypse is upon us, but there is a shakeout happening. For example, I would not hold out a ton of hope for the huge wave of meal kit delivery services, you know, like Blue Apron and HelloFresh. Some of them are getting smart with specific diets, like you can get paleo meals from Sunbasket, which is kind of cool. But remember when, like, the New York Times announced a meal kit delivery service alongside this service called Cheft? Now, that was a bubble. Those Times meal kits are gone now, by the way. Restaurant and grocery delivery are still chugging right along, though, so I guess either you know what you want to cook or you just want it done for you, but maybe there's not that much in between. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.